has to do with lift when the wings push you up. It has a whole big thing, but yeah, they can be heavy and fly. How a basic album and record player works. Basically a moot point for decades, but now they're back again, so we better find out how it works. How cell phones work. I have no idea how that does. How about clouds up in the sky and the cloud on your internet? Now, I understand how the cloud on the internet works, but I don't understand the cloud up in the sky. How it can weigh millions of pounds, and it does. They weigh millions of pounds, yet they seem to float, and they're so fluffy. How does that work? 7 o'clock on the noggin. I'm Don Rose, and I want to thank you for joining me here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tim Walz was the headliner at the Democratic National Convention, where he accepted the vice presidential nomination and talked up the top of the ticket, Kamala Harris.
She has never hesitated to reach across that aisle if it meant improving your lives. And she's always done it with energy, with passion, and with joy.
Walz highlighted some of his own accomplishments as governor of Minnesota.
We made sure that every kid in our state gets breakfast and lunch every day. Other states were banning books from their schools. We were banishing hunger from ours.
Walz, also a former teacher and coach, correspondent Matt Piper from the United Center.
Many are holding signs that say Coach Walz, and before Walz came out, he was actually joined by about a dozen former football players who Walz coached in high school.
Former President Donald Trump was back in attack mode, speaking about a potential Kamala Harris presidency.
She ruined San Francisco. She ruined California. And if she gets in, our country doesn't have a chance.
He spoke from behind bulletproof glass at his first outdoor rally since the assassination attempt last month. The independent running for president could be teaming up with Mr. Trump. CBS's Robert Costa from Chicago.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is moving closer to an endorsement of former President Donald Trump. He doesn't see much of a path ahead for his own independent candidacy.
RFK Jr. could make an announcement during an appearance in Arizona tomorrow. A labor dispute has brought rail freight traffic in Canada to a standstill this morning, and we could begin feeling the effects here soon. CBS's Chris Mavridis reports from Toronto.
Both Canadian National and CP Kansas City stopped accepting shipments of frozen food and medicine at its rail yards on Monday, so they wouldn't be liable for storing it should a strike drag on. That means everything from Canadian-made insulin to frozen French fries were turned away, and now it could also affect gas prices, since those trains won't be carrying the 100,000 barrels of Canadian crude oil that get shipped to American refineries every day.
Sources tell Reuters and the AP the body of British tech billionaire Mike Lynch is among the remains of five people found in a superyacht that sunk off the coast of Italy. The Italian Coast Guard says one person, a woman, is still missing. CBS's Holly Williams.
Italian officials say they believe the yacht may have been hit by a tornado over the water, known as a waterspout, though that isn't confirmed.
S&P futures are up 6, Dow futures ahead 32. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A water service revision is supported by Racine leaders. The Common Council this week voted 8-6 to proceed with negotiations to revise water service agreements with Mount Pleasant. The decision comes amid a dispute where Racine is seeking to renegotiate terms due to lower job creation projections for the Foxconn project. Mount Pleasant is accusing the city of violating existing agreements. Mount Pleasant police are trying to reunite a family. At just before 5 this morning, the department said they were trying to help a nonverbal male believed to have autism. He was found in Lake Park near Derby Avenue in South Lawn. Despite efforts, law enforcement has been unable to identify the young man or locate his family. An image is on the Mount Pleasant PD social media page. We're still trying to find out more about why police in Kenosha County were concentrated by the target yesterday afternoon. It appeared deputies and officers were searching the road outside the shopping center after a report that came in about a driver saying they'd been shot at. Details are few at the moment, and they'll break ground in October on the new $68 million Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Racine. The Common Council pushed forward the center this week to be built north of Julian Thomas Elementary. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers let a 6-4 lead slip away, heading into the bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals tied things up, and in the 10th, Nolan Arenado delivered a walk-off home run to give the Cardinals a 10-6 victory over the Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy.
We had many chances to add on more runs and didn't, but credit goes to the Cardinals. You know, they're scrapping and playing hard and got some timely hits.
NFL Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing, says he suffered a neck stinger in last week's joint practice against the Broncos. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
They're a lot different. Some are a lot common. Like a lot of guys reference getting a stinger at some point. I've had stingers in the past before the incident in last year. Certain things happen. Some are more severe than others. You know, you kind of look at it differently. But like I said, we're going to give opinions back, see all the information before we make any like statements that are untrue.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today, 76 our high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday. Partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I still miss my family back home. I got the grandmother that gives cheap gifts every year. Every time holidays rolls around, she gives socks, underwear, miniature baubles, things like that. That's damn near free, but she gives it to you as a gift, right? So last year, she gave all the grandkids gift cards, which is new. She wrapped them up in an envelope so we wouldn't see the amount. She just told us, hey, this is what store it's to. So my gift card was to Best Buy. I go to Best Buy, Black Friday, do some shopping. I'm waiting in line for 2 hours. I open up the envelope. It's a $5 gift card to Best Buy. $5. Can you believe that? I couldn't even buy batteries with that gift card, man. I'm standing in Best Buy on Black Friday getting Skittles. Thanks, Grandma.
It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I
Antracene's Harbor Market, a great place to make summer memories, take in the summer vibes, and enjoy the ambiance of the flavors, scents, and music that makes summer so great. It's today, 4 to 7 p.m., right downtown. You can see more at downtownracine.com. Racine Harbor Market today, 4 to 7 p.m.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but throwing a finger now and everything. Devil with a two-dress on. She's a devil with a two-dress on. Low hip hurts. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like her mad fat. Devil with a two-dress on. She's a devil with a two-dress on. Hey, I say now. Devil with a two-dress on. Hey, the devil with a two-dress on.
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here at 7:13 on a Thursday morning. You told us some things you wanted us to bring back. Okay, so we brought back Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. You can hear that this morning at 7:25 at about 12 minutes from now, and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber in the afternoon. Then you said, how about Party Line? Well, we can't bring back the program Party Line, but we're bringing back Debbie from Party Line. She will be here in studio Wednesday of next week. So, should be a lot of fun. Debbie from Party Line in the studio after how many years? To look at her, you never know, it was a lot of years. She still looks like the day she was here. Anyway, so Debbie from Party Line will be in studio next Wednesday. It's part of our WRJN Historical Marker Series. She's number 11. So that should be a lot of fun. Yeah. Catching up on Party Line. People probably have a million questions for her, too. 7:14 at WRJN with CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, with a question. Have you ever seen the rain?
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water.
Listen, timeless hits, WRJN. Ever wonder why cartoon characters always have four fingers? They do, like Mickey Mouse and all the characters on The Simpsons. Almost all the characters on The Simpsons. There are several reasons why it's common for cartoon characters to have only four fingers. One is that it saved animators time and money. You see, way back in the early days of animation, characters like Mickey Mouse and Felix the Cat had four fingers because animators used circles when sketching their hands. Five fingers look kind of odd on a circular hand, so they went with four fingers. The trend goes back more than 100 years to the beginning of animation. Now, only two characters on The Simpsons had more than four fingers. Homer had four, Bart, Marge, Maggie, and Lisa Simpson, the teachers, the police. Everybody had four fingers except two characters, and they were God and Jesus when they were on The Simpsons. And they asked the animators, why did you make them with five fingers? And they said, because they're perfect.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member or even in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha. Welcome back productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, and workstations. Whether new or refurbished, their dedicated staff will ensure you find everything to create your ideal workspace. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We'll be right back.
Michaels. You know what I mean. A couple of big people came from this group. The group is called the Champs. Seals and Crofts were in that group. Also, Glenn Campbell was in that group as well. Here they are. Tequila, local news and timeless hits at WRGN. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is coming up next. Keep it right here. It's 7:25 at WRGN. Time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRGN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's rest of this story.
The children of Chester, Illinois avoided the old house wherever possible. Spooky, they called it. And yes, its grotesque state of disrepair made it appear as though only an ill-tempered ghost would live there. But there was another reason neighborhood youngsters steered clear of the house. The owner and sole resident was a creepy old man named Frank Fiegel. Most any day, at one time or another, he'd be found sitting on the stoop outside his house on Holmes Street. Angry-faced, arms folded, stony, silent. He had only one eye, did Mr. Fiegel, which, considering his countenance otherwise, only contributed to the chilling impression he made. Those same observers from a distance whispered rumors overheard from parents that Frank Fiegel was a dangerous man. A saloon fighter, somebody had said. And indeed, during his frequent visits in Wybush Tavern, Frank seemed inclined to put up his dukes. And there was another scary town character, Dora Pascal. That was her name. Dora owned the town general store. In fact, the children were apprehensive of her, too. Sometimes stood at the window transfixed, watching her slender, shadowy figure moving wraith-like behind the store's counter. Now, Mr. J. William Schuchert, there was a fellow the children of Chester really liked. Mr. Schuchert owned and operated the Chester Opera House, the town's movie theater. He maintained his rotund physique by sending employees out to fetch hamburgers between shows. And among those employees was a young fellow named Elsie Seagar. He had been hired to run the movie projector. That was most of 100 years ago, but Elsie was ambitious, and with the money he earned at Mr. Schubert's theater, he paid for a correspondence course in art. Burgeoning success would take that young man to Chicago and to New York and beyond. But he never outdistanced his memories of hometown Chester, Illinois, including those of colorful town characters like feisty Frank Fiegel and slender Dora Pascal and portly Bill Schuchert. And through Elsie's art, you know them too. For they are transformed in the soft light of retrospect But you have met hefty hamburger-loving J. William Schuchert, whom you know as J. Wellington Wimpy. And you would recognize the tall, thin shopkeeper with her hair in a tight black bun, Dora Pascal, whom you know as Olive Oil. But did Elsie Seeger ever paint the portrait of that creepy, one-eyed old man? Well, not quite, because Elsie added a touch of sweetness to Frank Fiegel, the wiry, pugnacious, pipe-smoking gent with the jutting chin. Today in Chester, Illinois, population 5,200, in the old movie theater where Elsie once worked, there is a museum and a gift shop devoted to the cartoon world he created and personally illustrated. But now you have caught at least a glimpse of the townspeople who, in a way, still populate that world. The inspirations for the cartoon characters generations have grown to love. Foremost among them, feisty Frank Fiegel, who became in almost every way an obstinate, spinach-eating sailor man named Popeye. Now you know the rest of the story.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Remember Wimpy? It's 7:30. Hey, by the way, another Paul Harvey rest of the story coming up at 12:05 with Cindy Huber this afternoon right here at WRJN. But first, let's check news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A water service revision is supported by Racine leaders. The Common Council this week voted 8-6 to proceed with negotiations to revise water service agreements with Mount Pleasant. The decision comes amid a dispute where Racine is seeking to renegotiate terms due to lower job creation projections for the Foxconn project. Mount Pleasant is accusing the city of violating existing agreements. Mount Pleasant police are trying to reunite a family. At just before 5 this morning, the department said they were trying to help a nonverbal male believed to have autism. He was found in Lake Park near Derby Avenue in South Lawn. Despite efforts, law enforcement has been unable to identify the young man or locate his family. An image is on the Mount Pleasant PD social media page. We're still trying to find out more about why police in Kenosha County were concentrated by the target yesterday afternoon. It appeared deputies and officers were searching the road outside the shopping center after a report that came in about a driver saying they'd been shot at. Details are few at the moment. And they'll break ground in October on the new $68 million Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Racine. The Common Council pushed forward the center this week to be built north of Julian Thomas Elementary. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or even natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. Dan Erdman, Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue, shares how they've gotten to this point to be able to expand since their inception in 2005.
We do work all across the Midwest. Like I said, it's 9 states. And early on, it was immediately apparent that, you know, this is not an isolated need. There are families dealing with unexpected injuries, illnesses, or natural disasters across the country. You know, so when we have the resources available and volunteers and funding to expand our mission, that's always been a major goal. And Wisconsin is another great, you know, agriculturally driven state. It works well within our current geographical footprint. And, you know, we're just honored to have the opportunity to offer our services to Wisconsin farm families in crisis.
I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Here comes Labor Day weekend, that last gasp of summer. For me, it's time to amp up the grilling experience. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage, located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrunner Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7. Saturdays, 9 until 1. And open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. online, BavariaSausage.com. Don't forget, check out their Facebook page as well, and know that they are working on a fantastic new website they should unveil pretty soon. Tell you what, in Wisconsin, we grill year-round, and now with the football season on the horizon, you want to make sure that you're changing up your flavors on that grill from time to time. How about taking a look at the new Cajun Brat available at Bavaria Sausage? Don't forget, we've got the tried and true Red Lager Brat. Whatever flavor you're looking for, Bavaria Sausage has something you're going to like. Again, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, and always open at BavariaSausage.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, headquartered in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation have teamed up again to present the Cedar Crest Ice Cream 4-H Flavor Creation Contest for Wisconsin 4-H clubs. All Wisconsin 4-H clubs are eligible to submit their idea for a new ice cream flavor, along with a flavor description and interesting flavor name. Contest entries are going to be accepted starting September 1st and will be accepted through November 15th. Five finalists will be selected by a panel of Cedar Crest ice cream flavor experts, and one flavor will be awarded top honors and receive a $500 gift. The winning flavor will make its debut in parlors in the summer of 2025. All five finalists will receive an ice cream party for their 4-H club as well. Find this as well as other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Mostly sunny today, 76 our high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday. Partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Last time I was in Florida, I'm walking past a newspaper stand. I look into the stand. The headline on the newspaper reads, "Local man robs Wendy's with alligator." What did you just say to me? I read it, I still said that out loud. It was incredible. Oh, and also, oh yeah, that's all you want to say? You don't want to add any more to that? Like, I don't know, maybe tell us if the alligator was an accomplice or a weapon? How about that? For real. Did this guy rob a Wendy's with an alligator, or did this guy rob a Wendy's with an alligator? There's a huge difference.
WRJN.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. And the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, 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 save, love, the love's travel and salvation show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
Yeah.
reach out your one hand for him, 'cause that's what it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there, 'cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Neil Diamond, Brother Loves Travel and Salvation Show. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM, also 98.1 FM, and the legendary AM frequency of 1400. This would freak me out. A woman in California discovered a man was living underneath her house for months. She said, we'd hear some knocking and whistling, different noises going out of the house. We'd brush it off thinking it was just the TV, the wind, or whatnot. But the man was living under her house for months. That would freak me out if I ever found that out. 7:39. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 74 right now. It's sunny. 55 degrees right here at Radio Park with the Trogs.
Make my heart sing. Thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Lunch with the Brewers. They'll take on the Cardinals in Game 3 of their series, 12:40 p.m. Then Saturday morning, it's breakfast with the Packers when the Ravens go to Lambeau, 10 a.m. on WRJN. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, and high school sports.
I love you. Put a little gold ring. You wear a
high school football Friday night at WRJN. But first, we'll have Dick Recepa on tomorrow morning to talk about the game of the week. 7:15 with me right here at WRJN. And now, JJ.
You don't know.
Jackson at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. And regardless of what you're hearing, summer's not over yet. All right? There's a new survey out on the most frustrating parts of summer. Not surprisingly, mosquitoes came out number one on the list. Here are some other things I hate to use the word hate, but dislike about summer. Sweating, excessive heat, humidity and stickiness, higher utility bills, sunburns, lack of shade outside, pressure to do something. And this one I don't get at all. Excessive air conditioning. I love excessive air conditioning. I don't consider that a minus. That's a plus. If it was up to me, we'd have excessive air conditioning year-round.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk?
Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way, anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Sunshine today, highs near 74 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, lows 60. Tomorrow, sunny again, highs 80. Saturday, partly sunny, 82. Sunday, sunny, highs near 84. Wow. Right now, it's sunny, 57 degrees at Radio Park with the Association.
She got a name.
as sweet as the punch.
With my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
The Circle, Red Rubber Ball at WRJ, and they had another song that was a hit. Trying to remember what it was. I'll think of it in a minute. When the microphone's up. It's 7:58 at WRJN. I've got the top things men do in the kitchen that irritate women the most. Making a mess while they're cooking. Not helping with the dishes. Giving advice watching over their shoulder. Adding ingredients behind their backs. And breathing. It seems like they don't even want us breathing in the kitchen. And what's the last thing you look at before you go to sleep at night? You have two choices, your significant other or your cell phone. According to a survey, 25% of people said their cell phone. I think 75% of people are lying. I think just about everybody checks their cell phone before they go to bed. It's just about 8 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Thursday morning. It is news time now. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a declaration from the official Democratic vice presidential nominee.
Kamala Harris is experienced and Kamala Harris is ready.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes watched as Tim Walz accepted the nomination to be Kamala Harris' running mate.
The veteran, hunter, and dad of two laid out how he and Harris would govern in the